Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. A man died in a structure fire in Nakina early Sunday morning. A woman who was in the burning mobile home escaped. The trailer was engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived on the scene around 1:30 a.m. The fire is under investigation. A Whiteville area man was transported to Columbus Regional this past Wednesday after accidentally shooting himself. Jimmy Eric Bright, age 47, had a negligent discharge with a .22 caliber revolver just before 3 a.m., according to the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. His condition was not available. The incident happened at a home on Rough and Ready Road. Dangerous fire conditions continue throughout southeastern North Carolina and Columbus County. Long-term forecasts call for extended drought and active wildfire conditions through at least June. The city of Whiteville is urging residents not to do any outdoor burning, and all burn permits in the city have been canceled. The 15th annual Southern Farm Days kicks off this Friday at the Boys and Girls Homes Farm at Lake Waccamaw. There will be antique trailers and farm equipment, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, and so much more. We will be providing live coverage via Columbus County TV all 3 days of the event. Columbus County Manager Eddie Madden said the State Auditor's Office is investigating Columbus County's experiences with the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery. Multiple complaints have been filed against NCORR contracts in Columbus County. The state agency is more than $200 million in the red, with less than half of its projects completed. Legislators approved $217 million to complete the work last week. They also put new strict guardrails in place with NCORR and will shut the agency down after the work is complete. The North Carolina State Department of Public Safety has launched a new tool to find missing children. The Missing Child Repository will assist locating missing juveniles and identifying those unable to identify themselves. This repository includes all juveniles reported missing in the state. Family members can now submit a photo of a missing child to be included in the repository by emailing the child's name and case number to missing@ncshp.gov. And for more information, you can go to ncdps.gov. There were 8,748 missing children reported in the state last year. And porch fires are a plague on every community in North Carolina, and a bill passed by the State House will increase punishments for mail theft. Under House Bill 34, the punishment for mail larceny that the perpetrator would receive will be sentenced at one class level higher than the usual sentence for larceny. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.